should be planted out. I think they're dangerous.
Every piece of evidence that has come out over this summer of the debate on GM has shown that these crops cannot offer any benefits to farmers.
We don't want the commercial planting of GM crops in this country contaminating the countryside and our food.
This is supposedly a democracy, and we've seen it twice now this year over the war and now over GM, that it isn't a democracy. We're being dictated to and we don't like it.
I think democracy will be taken into its own hands and crops will be torn out.
We're not going to just lay down and accept them.
Well, I'll try and protect my farm to make it GM-free.
I would burn them. I probably shouldn't say that. I'd probably get done for being a terrorist, but it's true.
We don't want GM, simple as that.
You know, we don't want large companies to sort of monopolise the industry. You know, we're really promoting local growers, local farmers, and not big supermarkets as well.
Presentation into the NFU headquarters, and what I asked them, as a farmer I'm concerned, they're supposed to be leading the way and representing us. They're supposed to be promoting British food, and yet they're condoning GM crops. And aren't they listening to our consumers when we're depending on a living from our consumers?
These crops have to be proved to offer an absolute clear benefit to the environment, to farmers and to the public before they should be allowed in. They should not be forced in when there are no benefits and there are so many unanswered worries and concerns.
However much they say it's safe, it's untried, it's untested. I'm a mother and a grandmother, and there's future generations to come. How it's going to affect their health, how it's going to affect our ability to produce food. There's also UK farming, not only organic farmers, conventional farmers, how it's going to affect them in the long term. So the Green Gloves pledge is if they commercialise it, there'll be an awful lot of us ready to pull it up.
Come on! We don't want no GM food! Let me hear you say it! Come on! We don't want no GM food! Let them hear us! We don't want no GM food!
We're raising concerns not just about the environment, but about people's rights and ability to be able to buy food that they can trust. It's also about standing up for the rights of farmers, of the farming community being able to grow products which the public wants. And also, ultimately, it's a signal from the public about the distrust that we have with the very close relationship with the American government on this issue, and indeed American corporations who we know are pressing these products into the British food chain without the public wishing that to be the case. So if you'd be kind enough to pass this to the Prime Minister, we'd be very grateful.
Okay. And we're farmers, conventional farmers, not organic farmers.
Okay.
We're saying that this technology is going to damage our businesses and our future.
A petition of nearly 70,000 signatures calling for a 5-year freeze on genetically modified food.
What don't you understand, Mr. Blair? No to GM from British farmers.
I want politicians to understand the damage that GM can do, not just to the farming industry, but also to the environment and to the rural economy. If the British farming industry collapses, and it's in collapse now, there will be no rural economy. We'll see the end of the shops, the schools, and everything that the countryside stands for.
I think a lot of people want to see Britain be GM-free. They don't want this American technology to be forced down our throats, forced onto our land. I think Blair might think twice. We feel very strongly we'll take action, direct action.